Idaho cattle feeder Kevin Jones is wrapping up his one-year term as chairman of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. In this USMEF report, Jones says while it's been a challenging and most unusual year, USMEF has found new and innovative ways to communicate with international consumers and industry stakeholders.
This year has been especially challenging. The COVID disruptions has had a very big impact on our markets, no doubt. We've had to move from a lot of face-to-face trade shows and in-person visits to more virtual, and the online presence now that we've got. We've made a big push, and I think that's one of the big things that we've done as USMEF that's been really successful, not only now, but going into the future. We've had to adapt as an organization, and I think that moving forward will strengthen us.
Jones noted that even in this very challenging environment, USMEF members and funding sources, which cover a wide range of agricultural sectors, have remained firmly committed to keeping U.S. red meat on the world's table.
And there's still lots of support, I think, from the industry out there for those markets and expanded international trade. You know, when you look at 97% of the world's population lives outside the U.S. borders. I mean, it's very important that we continue to focus on those markets and where we can move our products into and create a profitable environment for producers all over. And we're seeing a really true value. I mean, for beef producers, when I talk about it, $300 roughly per head added value in those export markets. That's very important for the profitability of our industry.
Jones will complete his term at the upcoming USMEF Strategic Planning Conference, which will be held virtually November 10th through 13th. For more information on the conference and other USMEF activities, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.